I stay low key when
I am perfect. I was made the way I was supposed to be made. I am smart. I am handsome. I am responsible. I am reliable. Good things are supposed to happen to me. I am a winner. I will win in every area of my life. I will get better in all areas that I am lacking in. I can. I am. I am confident. I am intelligent. I make responsible decisions. I deserve everything that I am ready for and everything that is ready for me. I am perfect. These are the type of things, words, phrases, affirmations that we need to speak to ourselves on a daily basis. We were made in this image for a reason. We look this way, I feel, because this is the way that the world is supposed to see us. Of course, a lot of us weren't raised or brought up in the best of conditions. A lot of us lack the winner's attitude. A lot of us weren't groomed to have confidence or a high self-esteem. Some of us have been called stupid, ugly, fat, bony, skinny, different names and curses and all the et ceteras. And that has broken us down to the fact that most of us have come to believe these things. And a lot of the times, these words and, you know, negative comments come from loved ones, family, friends, people we're supposed to trust and believe in. So in turn, we start to believe these things as true. This breeds a loser's attitude, a pessimist, one who sees the bad in most or even all situations, a jealous or envious person, or maybe you're a person, you know, went through a traumatic experience or what have you, then you dwell in those feelings, pain, anger, angst, sorrow, hurt, depression, and then you do things like eat to feel better, or you hurt other people to make yourself feel better. All of these things are symptoms of being a loser. It may hurt to hear this and hear these things, but you have to recognize the problem. Then you have to work to solve it once you figure out what the problem is, the root of all your issues is. Start to tell yourself, I am. Talk nice to yourself. Give yourself compliments. Don't douse your fire to appease others. Don't be fake humble, because others, weak losers, will get offended. That's them being insecure. Then actually mean what you say. Being true to self is being true to the outer world. How are we not perfect when we were made in God's image? If your outside world is chaotic, that means your mental, physical, and emotional self is chaotic. You have to be better. Someone with your same story, a similar story, took everything that was handed to them and came out a winner. Don't be a loser. Don't choose to stay lost. And I do not mean by any means to remain unhealthy. Yes, you were made in the image of God, but that was before all these processed sugars and fatty foods and bullshit start becoming a part of our diets, and then we started to gain excess weight, and now they tell big people that they are beautiful. Not to say they aren't beautiful, but that's not healthy. You can't tell someone that being unhealthy is okay. There's no way that that's right. You can be big and beautiful, but if you lost that weight, I guarantee you will feel a lot better. You know, you'll probably be able to breathe a little better. And I'm not trying to bash anybody, but I'm just saying it's not okay to be unhealthy. It's not genetic. It's not none of that bullshit they feed you. It's the shit you eat. It's your habits and everything on top of that. So do not change or do not remain unhealthy. You are in the current state you are in because you made poor decisions. Flat out. It has nothing to do with the outside world. It is because of you. It's all in your mind. That is, if you are unhealthy, overweight, whether it's a financial issue or whatever. Now, this may not always be the case for some people. Some of you are a victim of circumstances, but to remain a victim is entirely upon you. The outside world doesn't owe you anything. The people who did you harm, they don't owe you anything, not even an apology. Your need for an apology or anything from outside of yourself, that is all based on your emotions and your need to be validated. Not saying it won't help, because in your particular situation, maybe you can heal from that, but like, you shouldn't be searching for an apology. Forgive them on your own time and move on. Whatever they did to you, that is going to come back to them tenfold, maybe. Karma is real. And that is not necessarily saying that it's karma, but the universe. It's a universal effect. Like, what you put out, you're going to receive in return. So, you know, that energy is just going to transfer back onto them. So, forgive them, move on. It may not be as easy for some people, but once you do, I guarantee you will feel a lot better. All of problems stem from within. If you love yourself in totality, nothing else matters. Drink water, eat better, work out. You can't complain about things you are not willing to correct. I am worthy. I am unique. There is no one else like you, ever. Somebody might look like you, somebody might act like you, but they are not you. You are made for a reason. I am strong. I am perfect. Peace.
Never stop for no red light till I'm fair right. But them feds watching my grind. No, they never blocking my shine. Rolly watch, no stopping my time. Been grinding for a long time. Many moons, all eyes on me, bitch, I'm Benny Boom. Ain't no room for these fake rappers. Ain't trappers, say they real, but ain't honest. Nigga acting out, these niggas need father figures. Tryna told me a prophet, nigga, to get profits in it. These niggas ain't vibing with you, dropping dollars like a 5%. Woo! Laugh at them like LOL, LMA. Oh, I ain't tripping, no DMX, I ain't slipping. Ho, gassed up like a get and go. Now say that bitch, I'm like,
I stay low key when I bang. OG when I, hold on, wait.